Oh, they're looking at you, but they don't see you. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Last spring, I tried out Google Glass, the eyeglass computer that lets you read the New York Times and monitor your Twitter feed while carrying on a conversation. One of Google's eyewear evangelists took me through a demonstration.
You just have to put it on and figure out how it works.
My visual cortex is learning how to superimpose your face at will over the screen.
Excellent.
I wish I could concentrate on what you were saying.
It was very cool, and yet Google Glass has all but disappeared. Is it because wearable technology is dead? No way. It is now entering the next generation.
This is our prototype. It's about 6 times the resolution of a Google Glass, but it still looks like a normal pair of sunglasses.
A company called InnoVega has unveiled a pair of sunglasses that sends images to a display hidden, guess where?
We have taken all the optics away from the eyewear and put it inside the contact lens.
Inside the contact lens! So you can superimpose anything on the scene in front of you. Unfortunately, the human brain's old-school operating system, despite billions of years of evolution, can still only focus on one thing at a time. So we have a problem. I think humans need to evolve a ringtone of our own so we can alert the person taking a call on his contact lens that we have something to say. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, I'm right here! Heck, what was Ray Rice doing when Janae finally decided she'd had enough? He was taking a phone call instead of paying attention to her. Today, if you want to have an uninterrupted conversation with someone, the worst place to be is directly across from them. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.